right, we are on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We are three lines in the bottom, four lines in the bottom. We mentioned yesterday we ended off with this Maisa with Rav Kahana being unwell, and the Rabbanan sent a Bishur Breder of Edi to see how he was doing. It turns out he was Nifter, and Bishur Breder of Edi did not want to articulate the fact that he was Nifter because of Meitzi Diba Huxil. Says the Gemara, Yechon Chakuka. Yechon Chakuka, Rashi says, Kina Hashem, some type of a nickname. To Rabbi Nachman says it means he was a Sefer. Nafik L'Kir Yisak. He went out to the Kfarim, Rashi says, to check out his Tvua, to check out his grain. Nafik L'Kir Yisak. He also, when he came back, Omru Lei Chitin Nasu Yafis, as the wheat developed well. So the wheat did not develop well, but he, once again, did not want to say something negative. So we see that this din, this concept of Leitzidibah Huxil is not limited only when it comes to saying that a person was Nifter. So instead of saying that the wheat was bad, Amar Lahem, So'irim Nasu Yafes, the barley is good. You ask me, is the wheat good? The barley is good. So Amru Lei, they said to him, "Tzei ubasale ubaser l'susim l'chamorim." Well, that's great news for the horses and the donkeys because they eat barley. The pasuk says, "V'hasairim v'atevim l'susim l'arachish," that the barley and the tevin is good for the susim, for the runners, and so on. But it's not a particularly good thing to say. The barley is good. So the Gemara says, "My havei lemimar." What should he have said? I mean, he didn't want to say that the wheat was a disaster. So he said the barley was good. What do you want him to say? "My havei lemimar." What should he have said? He should have said, "Ishtakad nasu chitim yafis." He should have said, "Last year the wheat was a good crop." "Inami adoshim nasu yafis," or say adoshim, which is at least Michael Adam. But to say something which is Michael Behema is good, that is not the good thing to say. So we see that not only should you not say something negative, but even when you're saying something positive, you should try and say something positive which is actually beneficial for us, as opposed to something which is beneficial for animals and so on. Yeah, good. Says the Gemara at the top of Daf Dalet, Rav Bar Achva Derbchia Ubar Achsei. So Reb Chia had a nephew through his brother and through his sister, which was Rav. Rashi explains the Cheshbon how this came to be. But Rav was the nephew of Reb Chia, as we find in many places in Shas. Kisal Iglas, and when Rav went to Eretz Yisrael to visit Reb Chia, to see Reb Chia, so, as we mentioned, it was Reb Chia's brother's son and Reb Chia's sister's son. So Reb Chia wanted to inquire about his siblings. So Amar Lei, he said to Rav, "Ivoi Kayim," Ivoi being the father of Rav. So he said, "Is Ivoi your father alive?" So Amar Lei, "Ima Kamis," you ask me about my father, perhaps you should be asking me about my mother, she's also your sister. So Amar Lei, "Ima Kamis," is your mother alive? Amar Lei, to argue, says, "Ivoi Kayim," they change it to "Abba Kayim," and then Mitzayin over here, the din in Hilchas Kibud Aveim, that one is not supposed to call one's father by the name, possibly even La'achar Tirasei, so to say, Abba Kayim, perhaps to be inappropriate, so Abba Kayim, is my father alive? So he realized, Reb Chia realized that both his brother and his sister had passed away. Now, it was quite some time since the last time he saw them, so this is what's called a Shmur Rechaika. Shmur Rechaika is if you hear some bad news after 30 days, so the Dini Avelis are more kal. So Amalei L'shamei, so he told his servant, "Chalitzli min Ali, take off my shoe," because an Avel is also Benil Sasando. But immediately afterwards, "V'hailech keilei acharei lebeis ha-merchatz," he helped me take my kelim afterwards to the Beis HaMerchatz, because I'm going to go for a bath. And we know that an Avel is also brachitza. But once the Avelis finishes, it's mutter. So the Gemara says, Shema Minot Las. We can infer three things from this story. Shema Minot Avel Aser Benil Sasando. And that's why I told him to take my shoes off. Vishmamina Shmua Rachika Ainan Hages Ella Yoim Echad. Vishmamina Mixus Yem Kekulai. There is a Mixus Yem Kekulai. And therefore, being that, as we know, once a person is Naig even for one moment, Dini Avelis, or if a person sits down, you know, in the Beis Olam a minute before Shkia, takes their shoes off, so then it's already considered to be that they have been Naig Avelis. And therefore, Mixus Yem Kekulai.
We all.
Yeah. Well, so that's a good question. Question was, this was for siblings, and what are the differences for parents? So there are differences. For instance, there is a discussion in the Rishonim and the Achronim. What about Kriya? It doesn't mention anything about Kriya. So there's a discussion in Ma'id Katan as to, do we say that one has to do Kriya on a Shmur Rechaika for parents? So our Mishnah say Dafka for parents, but not for siblings. For siblings, there's no obligation of Kriya. Others say it could be also for Kriya, and maybe the reason why it wasn't done over here is because it's only mentioning the things which he told his servant to do. whereas, you know, he would have done the Kriya himself. One is supposed to do the Kriya oneself, and therefore one didn't mention it. But yeah, there is. We do say that. We also say, like Lamashal. I mean, there's definitely differences. Like Lamashal, to do, if I'm not mistaken, we say to do Kriya for a parent on Chol HaMoed you do, but for a sibling you don't do. So you know, we do find differences, and there might be a difference. Legabe Shmur Rechaik and Legabe Kriya Bechlau. Says the Gemara, Hahu the Omar Dunu Dini. There was a fellow. It was always quick to say, right, let's go to Beis Din. Down my din. Dunu dini. Rashi says, about 20 lines down, Ahuda dahavi ka'amar dunu dini. B'chol dover ma'asil ma'atin shahaya layim adam. Ayayim er tamid bo'la din. Ve'in nishma ladover adam el-alpi dayin. He wanted everything settled in Beis Din. That's what he said. So Amri, they said, Shmami na mi don ka'asi. The master, this fellow, is from Don, and the chsiv Don, yadin amayik achat shifte Yisrael. So Mali Ahuda avi ka'azol v'amar, a keif yama asisni birasa. So there's a fellow who said, by the shore of the beach, by the beach, I will build my palace, basically. Rashi says, Sakin bi roinais, im hayu li paltim livnais, laisi kevim el al svasayam. That's where I would build them. The tamid hayim ishtabeach v'svasayam. That's what we're always speaking about. Bodku v'ashkechu dum zvulin ka'asi. They checked him out that he came from zvulin. Tichsev zvulin l'chev yamim yishkin. There is a diuk. What do you mean, bodku? They checked him out. I mean, didn't they have anything better to do than checking out this fellow's lineage, where he comes from? Okay, is there any nafkamino? I mean, he comes from Don, he comes from Zvolin, and so on. I saw on the first one of Don, they said that because Avodah Zarah was introduced into Klal Yisrael through Shevet Don, and there were some negative things which came out, so they kind of wanted to know, ooh, if this guy is from Don, maybe there's some other potentially negative things which we need to warn ourselves from. I'm not sure what they say about the second one, but nevertheless, they checked it out. There's an interesting mashah over here. The mashah just says, Mavur, kol ish yidme b'masov lebirkas oisi hashevet. Every person naturally has the traits with which their particular shevet was nisbarich. Uladon nitin mehashvatim brachazu sheyinkoim Lahamid Devarav Al Hadin, and so on. Like we find by Shimshon, Sha'alav Namra, Nevua, Ubrachazim Yaakov, Echin Yishlafar Shahid, Debesamach, De Ashkechu, Demizvun Kaasi, Telefi Birkas Yaakov, Yidma, Bemais of Cain. So a person takes on naturally the traits with which they were Nizbarech for their particular Shevet.
Fine.
Say again?
What are these two doing this month?
Yeah, what was the kasher? I saw something on this. What was the kasher to this? I'll remember. I hope I'll remember. I'll come back to you. Yeah, says the Gemara Vayitav. Ashna tekayim olam dekuli yema, dekuli alma, excuse me, or uritzahu. So again, we had at the beginning of the sugya, what we thought was a machlekes between Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, and Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, we thought it was machlekes, but we were masik that everyone says Ar La Arbasa means the night of. Rashi the Kama the Lekuli Alma Ar Urdu Senichti Bein La Rav Yehuda. Bein le Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Yehuda, excuse me, and Rebbe Meir, chametz eine aser ela mishe sheis v'lamala. Midyaraisa, the is of chametz, is from after 6 hours, as we can learn out later on from the pasuk of Ach, b'yeim harish and tashbisu se'armi bateichem, Ach chalak, and halfway through the day, midway through the day, there's going to be an is of diraisa. So, and that's the Kuli Alma. That is Bein al Rebbe Meir, Bein Rebbe Yehuda, that they disagree with Midrabon, and when is the last time you should stop eating? If so, v'nivdeig v'sheis. So, if so, why should the fellow not do the Bedikas Chametz in the beginning of the sixth hour? That is what right away Rashi learns. If you look about 8 lines before the lines get wide, nivdeig Chametz b'tchilas sheish. The Koidem Isura Yivarenu. Lomali la'agdumi kuliai. Why is it necessary to preface the Bedika until the night before? Lomali la'agdumi kuliai. Tabishlami ar yimamahu ikilatrutsi de masnis and nami besheishka omar. Avalhashta tikshe. So had Pshat in the Mishnah meant ar yimama, like we originally thought Pshat was, so then you could say, what does ar la'arbasa mean? It means, you know, sometime during the day, and maybe taka means the beginning of the sixth hour. But now that we've been mastic that it means nighttime, so why the necessity to be bodik so far in advance? Now, chitaymaz, reason magdim la mitzvahs, it is a mitzvah. And therefore, we would say is reason, and therefore you should do it at the earliest possible time. Nein, nivdig mitzafra, one should do a bedika from the morning. Dichsev ubiyem hashmini yimal besar arlasai. V'tanya kol yem kula yikash lamil lashuz yuzim magdim. L'mitzvah shnem liyashkim avram abayker. And the Rishonim and Achronim bring this gemar, Pesachim daf Daled, that whenever there's a mitzvah to be done, Zrizin tells me that it only begins from the morning of, but not before that time. So you want to tell me that the reason that the halachic requirement over here is based on Zrizin, but no, Zrizin only requires you to do it from the morning. Whenever they are, the question is, what about Kohanim? We say in general, Kohanim's reasoning. Kohanim's reasoning is just a general reason to say why Kohanim always do everything quickly. Meaning, I don't know if we're not sure, did the Kohanim do this? Yes or no? Do they delay? They don't delay because Kohanim's reason. Or do we need to make gzeiros that maybe they'll be nisrashal? No, because Kohanim's reason. But here we're discussing specifically when is the earliest time al pi halacha that a person should already engage. Now that we say the earliest time is from the morning. And so on. And that's where Rashi learns. If you look in Rashi, Nivdek Mitzafra, the Ika Hakdamal is reason, Kadash from Gavi Mila, Ubiz Rizusi, the Avram, Shnev, Vyashkam Avram, Abaykish, Lahimdin, Alanetzacham. He didn't wait until sunrise, but the point is, in Mikomak and Balaila, Loy Hikdim. But he did not preface the Yitziah to the night. He did it in the morning. So we're still holding by this question. So why are we doing the bedika so early on? And that says the Gemara Amrav Nachman by Yitzchak b'shosh b'nei Adam etziyim b'vateyem. People come back into their homes in the evening. V'or aner yafal bedika. And as we're going to see later on in the sugya, that there is a mila to do the bedika at night, the Or HaNer is yafa lebedika, and so on. So we're going to see. And then the Mefarshim said, I think it's a Taz, who says that it's really two reasons, meaning if you would just say that b'shasha b'nei adam and tziyim b'vateyem, so people tend to come home a little bit before it gets dark, whilst there's still a little bit of light. And that's not actually the time that we want people to do the bedika. We also need the Ar HaNer Yafa LeBedika aspect. And therefore, That's the reason why. So you're right, even though Mitzad's reason, the earliest possible time that we should have to do Bedikas Chametz is from night, but because we want to do it at a fixed time, the time when people come back, they come back right before it gets dark, and then immediately once it gets dark, you've got the Ar HaNer Yaflo Bedika, that is when we want them to do it. So it comes out that according to this, there's a fairly specific time that we want them to do Bedika, namely the very beginning of the night. Oh, now that we say that, Amar Abaye Hilkach, Haytzuvim Rabban Leliftach Beidnei Beurta, the Tzleisar, the Nagi Abesar. Now, in the Rishonim or Medayik, it's only now that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak has said what he has said, meaning had it just been the din of the Mishnah of Arlar Basar, and you have to be Beidikas Chametz L'Ar HaNer, I wouldn't have necessarily said that a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to begin to learn. Meaning after the night of the after the 13th is finished and it becomes dark, the beginning of the 14th, because he might end up getting engrossed in his limud mitzvah. But they say, but now that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said you're supposed to do it at a particular time, specifically at the beginning of the evening, and that is the time when you're supposed to do it. So now we say that a Talmud Chacham should not start to learn. And like the Bach says, in Taflam and Aleph, the Bach says, meaning from the actual din of the Mishnah, I wouldn't have said you're not allowed to begin to learn. I might have learned that Orlar Basar, Beit Ginas HaChametz Lar HaNer, the entire night of the 14th is the Zman of Bedikas Chametz. That is the entire Zman. And just because there's a Milov's reason, the Milov's reason is not going to compel me to stop learning just to kind of chaperainan's reason. Okay, it's a nice thing if I want to do it. But maybe I don't want to do it. And maybe I want to learn instead. So that's the diak on Rabbi Hiltach. But now they're not going to be said that people come back. And they come back from home at the beginning of the evening and then they wait until it gets dark. And immediately with nightfall, and like it says in the Paiskim, Arlar Basar, it's like at the very beginning when there's still like a little bit of light. That's what Samar Medayik also. So now that he said that, then now that's something which is going to compel each and every person not to begin the projects and not even Talmud Torah until he does Bedikas Chametz. And the concern is that he might end up not doing the Bedika entirely. Good. So the Gemara writes, "Boy minei merav Nachman by Yitzchak." Hamasker buys the chaver by Arba Star Almi Livdek. Someone rents a property from his friend on the 14th, who has to do the bedika. What did study a shayla? Ala masker livdek the chamir didehu. Do we say the masker has to do the bedika because it is his chametz? He's the owner. Because now the seicher is the one who has assumed ownership of this bais, of this dira, and therefore the iser is in his possession right now. The Gemara is going to bring a proof in a minute, but again, bearing in mind what we saw on that Beis Amun Aleph with our Rashi Tesis challenge that we mentioned, that Rashi says that the chiyuv of the Mishnah shat in the mitzvah of the Rabbanim of Bedikas Chametz is that a person should not come to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzi. Do Bedikas Chametz so that you shouldn't be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzi. Well, according to that, the Seicher is definitely not going to be over on Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzi because it doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to him, right? It's Shelcha Yatarayah Val Atarayah Shelachayrim. So if you bring in a chametz, unless I have a harayis, unless I have to watch it, and I'm a haray, but the fact that, you know, someone brings the chametz midyaraisin and possibly even midyarabanan, a person is allowed to bring chametz into my house on Pesach, no problem whatsoever. You need to put up a mechitza, so you might not come to eat it, and so on. But leaving that aside, it's at the bal yiroa shabba, there's no issue whatsoever. So...
says
not
private.
No, not at all. It's only if it really belongs to you. That's Mitzad Rashi. Mitzad Tesis, who says that the reason why Chazal wanted you to do bedikas is because you might come to eat it. Again, the masker is he's let out his property. He's not going to be there anymore. He's not going to be there anymore. So the reason why he has to do bedik is because he might come to eat it. He's definitely not going to come to eat it. And the seicher would be the one who would be the more probable candidate. So again, always to bear in mind the Rashi and the thesis throughout. I'll go upon it. This is the shot of the Gemara. Who has to do bedikas chametz? Who has to do bedikas chametz? Says the Gemara like this. Tashma. So what did Rav Nachman write? Like, how did he try to be poshut? Hamaske bias lechaveri ala seichala seisle mezuzah. So you see the way Rashi learns the shayla three lines down in the wide lines. Lasisle mezuzah alma midi the mitzvah ale ramya. Mitzvahs are placed on the one who is living there. Be it mezuzah, be it b'dikas chametz. That is what Rav Nachman Yitzchak wanted to say. To which the Gemara says, Nein ha'asam ha'amar of mishayshia. It's a special din by mezuzah. Mezuzah chayves adarhi. Mezuzah is incumbent on the one who is living there. Whereas, hachamai, what about over here? There's an important Rashi over here. Rashi says, chayves adar, four lines down. Number one says Rashi, and I believe they ask on this line, lefi shehi mishamrasi, because it watches him. How did Rashi know that that is the idea of mezuzah? Because that seems to be a little bit of a time of the cross. I mean, it says you need to have a mezuzah. It doesn't say anywhere the inyan of shmira, anywhere in the psukim, in the nature of what the mitzvah is. So Rashi says, you know why it's a chayvis hadar? Because the mezuzah is watching him, and that's why he has to do it. I mean, how did Rashi know that? Why couldn't Rashi just begin with the next piece? Uchsev beisecha biyascha. The one who comes in and out. meaning the reason why it's a chayvus hadar is because it says beisach midash and bias. So the one who comes in and out of the house. Aval hacha b'dikas chametz derabanan. B'dikas chametz is only midrabanan. Fract Rashi, why am I saying b'dikas chametz is only derabanan? Ay, rimishum bal yirah bal yimatze. Parmin lekaman. Tesagiri de bitl ba'alma. We know that if one does bittel, that is sufficient. You may see chadayti minay, providing that the bittel is done properly. Umashvaleka afra, and you view it and you treat it like afar. The amra kol chamira de bebeis adain. Rabbanu de atzrich bedika. Very important. What words? Vahashtaki haygavne mi boilan. So it's in this type of a case that we have the shayla. Meaning Rashi is saying the shayla is in a case where the fellow did bittel, in which case it's only a shayla of a tircha de rabbanan, tirach zeh al mi moto. This tircha, who is it placed on? Is it placed on the maskir, or is it placed on the secha? So that is that's the Gemara says. Mainly, you can't bring a raya from mezuzah. That is chayv sadar hachamai. What would we say over here? So amar lehuriv nachum by Yitzchak. So he says like this. A different answer. Tanina, Hamasker Bayez Lachavera, Im Ajli Mosalem Avtechais, Chalar Basar, if before handing over the keys to the Secher, the 14th was Chal, Alamasker Liptik, then it's incumbent on the Masker to do Medika. The Im, Nisha Mosalem Avtechais Chalar Basar, but if the 14th was Chal already, and only then does he hand over the keys to the Secher. Excuse me, the Imish Muslim of Tehras Chal Arbasa, if he handed over the keys before the 14th, then Allah Seicha Livdik. So it all depends on who has the keys at the beginning of the night, the beginning when the 14th is Chal. If the Seicha, I'm sorry? Well, who? Not living there. Who has the keys? Who have the keys? Who, right? It seems to be access. But we'll see Rashi and Tesis in a second. So Gemara is saying it all depends on if the Mafteches were Nimsar to the Secher before the 14th, in which case it's on the Secher, or after the 14th, and in which case it's going to be on the Maskir. Says Rashi over here, interesting Rashi, 6-7 lines on the bottom, it says Mafteach, Hu Kinyan Haschiris. So Rashi understands there's an actual kinyan taking place when you hand over the keys. The im actually maser mateach nichnas lelar vasar. If the 14th has already been chal, halachayvus abadika lamaskir. Shadayin ha'isabrishu soiv apavish maser lebiyem kvar halachayv alav. Even though he subsequently gave him the keys, it's too late. It's too late. That is the way Rashi learns. Tesis is bothered. Tesis says, Pirsh Rashi, the mysterious Hamavtechus Koina. They nilri, Darminim Bimaruba, Kishem Shakarka Niknis Bekesav Bishtar Machazaka, Kach Sphiris Karka Nikna Bekesav Bishtar Machazaka. Vali Armin and Dimahani, mysterious Mafteach. We don't say over there that merely handing over keys is a way to acquire the Sphiris. So Tezis is going to say a new pshat in a minute. Says the Magine Shlomoy, an answer to Parashi. And he says, look, you're right. The Gemara says that like karka is nikna bekesa b'shtar b'chazaka, so too schiras karka is bekesa b'shtar b'chazaka. That doesn't preclude necessarily that there's another type of kinyan with which you could be koina schiras. It's just saying, just like you can be koina karka with A, B, and C, schiras karka also works with A, B, and C. But maybe Schiras Karka also has D, E, and F also. And says the Magen Yishlom, and I'll explain why. He says, the reason why maybe Karka is not Nikna be with Messias Mavtechus is because the Gemara says in Baba Basra that Meicher Sabayis Einei Meicher Es HaMavtech. We don't assume implicit in the sale, when I sell you my house, I'm selling you the key. It's a separate object, a separate item. You need to pay for it separately. If I sell you my house, I'm not necessarily selling you my dining room table. Gemara says, if I sell you my house, I'm not necessarily selling you the key either. So, therefore, you don't see that the mafteach is not necessarily so relevant when it comes to a sale. Araya meches abayis, eina meches mafteach. Whereas, when it comes to schiras, which very much has to do with accessibility, you need to give him proper access, so there the key is a very essential component, and therefore maybe I will tell you, says the Megillah Shlomo Bedas Rashi, maybe I will tell you that there is a kinyan which is chal with Messias Mavtechus. So I'll call upon him. That is the way that the Megillah Shlomo learns Bedas Rashi. Tesa says at different shot in the first re, Tahachash Amasla Mavtech Vali Hichzik, Mi Sheyesh Biad Mavtech Kishchal Yudalid Chayav Ledoik. Why? Very practical thing. Who has accessibility? A little bit difficult because, let's say, nowadays usually we've got more than one set of keys. So if both of them have access, then what do you say? If Tesis understands as one key, whoever has it is the one who has it, and Tesis gets into a further discussion. If the Balabais gives it to someone else, surely we're not going to say that the fact that he has the key obligates him. I'll call upon him. That is the Machlikas Rashi Tesis over here. Good. Says the Gemara like this. Boyim name Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Damaskar Bayis Lechaveroi Bar Basar. Cheskasi Bodik Oy Ein Cheskasi Bodik. The person rents a property to his friend on the 14th. Rashi says very clearly, four lines on the bottom, Shachris. So he rents out. You decide you are going to Florida for Pesach. And you get there, Erev Pesach in the morning, and the shaila is, can I assume that it's baduk or not? Says Rashi points in the bottom, Mi mach zekinin leila hai maskir devadi baduku emesh, kemitzis chachamim oloi. Can I say, that the maskir definitely did badikas chametz, as per Takanas Chazal, or not? That is the Shaila of the Gemara. To which the Gemara says famously, L'may nafkamina, l'shaile. What's the nafkamina? Just ask the fellow. Says Rashi, L'may nafkamina, l'shaile l'hai im bodkoi, im lav. Ask him if he did. Very important Ran, very important riff in Chud and Ran over here. Says the Ran like this, Koloimar. Koloimar. De'i isi l'masker, come on. Leinafkamon mine midi. The shaila is irrelevant. Da'afilu neimah de cheskasi bodok. Even if we would assume in din. It's been checked. Kol heicha de isi kamon shaylin and leivale samchin and achazaka. The kol heicha de efshel levruri milsa mivarinan. Whenever you have the opportunity to be mevarer, you have to be mevarer. Ulefikach kosev harav al fasi zal beperkam de chulin. The loy, the Gemara says over there, roiv mitzuyin eitzel shchita mumchin hein. The majority of the people who shecht are experts. You see a fellow shecht, and then he turns around to walk away. You want to know, is this guy a baki? Is he not a baki? So, says the Rif, only the fellow is not around. Comes out based on the Mishnah that be it Chazaka and even be it Roiv, and when I say even, because we know Ruba the Chazaka, Ruba Adif, so not only here it's a shot of Chazaka, do we assume it's Badik or not? Says Gemara, might have come in and Ishaile, ask the fellow. By says, you see, you cannot rely on a Chazaka if it's Epshalavara, and says the Rith in Chulin, and the same is true with a Roiv, but you can also not rely on it if it is Epshalavara. So the Gemara says, there's no nafkamina. Says why there is a nafkamina. The less halahayde l'shiyule. The fellow is not around. So what's the shayla? La truchi l'haymai. Are we going to be matriach this soicher who comes in an erev Pesach hoping to give his wife a break, and he's not sure if the house is with bodek and the guy's not around to ask, does he have to do bedika? Says the Gemara, Amar l'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak tenisua. Hakol ne'emanim al bir chametz. Everyone is believed to be made about bir chametz. Rashi says lahayid bar basar shebodku b'ilav emish. They can testify that the owners were bodek the bayis last night. Everyone is believed. Who is everyone? Afilu nashim, afilu avadim, afilu katanim. Now, one second. Nashim, avadim, katanim. They're not usually believed, so my taima mehemni. What's the reason why we believe them? La mishum de cheskas ibadik. Is it not because we assume anyway that the bias is becheskas ibadik? The kesar hakol chaverim etzol b'dikas chometz. Because we assume that unlike perhaps other dinim, when it comes to b'dikas chometz, which is so well known, is so important, everyone does it. Everyone has got the halachic status of a chaver, of a talmud chacham for this din, and that's the reason why. Where do we find this concept? The tanya chaver shemais v'neich megura malei peres. So the chaver dies and he leaves over some fruit. Afilu hein b'nei yoiman. So he leaves over some grain. He leaves over some grapes, some olives. These are things which are machuyev in trumas and maestros midyaraisa. And he only harvested it earlier that day. We say, Harehein Mecheskes Misukanim. We can assume that Trumas and Maestras have been taken. Why? Because we say, Chazaka al HaChaver She'eina Meniach Davashin Misukim Tachas Yadei. He would not leave anything under his auspices which is not fixed up. In which case, what is Pshat and his price, which is everyone is believed with regards to the B'dikas Chametz, even Nashim, Avadim, and Ketanim, it must be, because we assume, everyone, because the bias is anyway Baduk, anyway it's Baduk, and so on, and that's the reason why. Harein Mecheskes Misukanim. Says the Gemara, no, maybe that's not the reason why. You don't have to arrive from here necessarily that we can assume it's Mecheskes Baduk. Maybe the reason is only because they actually testified and they said, you should know the master of the house or my husband, my father did bedika last night. So really I'll tell you, maybe it's not cheskas ibaduk, but the reason why is because they testified that it is. And that says the guy, that can't be pshat, because atu amira dahani midei mashashi ispei. Is there any mamoshes, is there any substance in the testimony of Avodim, Noshim, and Ketanim? So it can't be because of their Haggadah, It can be because of their testimony. So says the Gemara, Elamai, the Chizkas say Baduk. So if ultimately the reason is based on the fact that we can simply take on Chizkas say Baduk, and their Amira is neither here nor there, it's totally irrelevant. If the Amira is irrelevant, so Hi, Hakol Nemanim. Why does the Mishnah state that the reason why we can assume that it's okay is because they're believed? If you're telling me there's no mamashis, there's no substance, there's no belief to their testimony, so then the Braisa should have phrased it differently. It should have just said simply, Kol habatim b'cheskas bedukim b'arbasim yiboyle. That's what it should have said. So it says the Gemara, Elamai, so you're right. It's a good dig. So Elamai Mishum Amir Dahani. So then it comes out, Haloi Amri Hani, if the Evet and the Isha and the Katan don't say, my father, master, husband checked last night. Loi, Haloi Amri Hani Loi, so if they don't say anything, then we assume it's not Baduk. So Ay Bazoi, Tivshamine, the Ein Chizkas Baduk. So once again, I can prove that Ein Chizkas Baduk. So, you know, wherever you turn, it's going to be a problem.
This the monos of Avodim and Noshim is not of Avis. So he's saying, you could take off the pocket there, yes. Did you clean the house?
Bobby's asking if this is Mitaris Avis over here. I mean, we want to save. I mean, the Lashon of Rice is Hakol Nemonim. Everyone is believed. Everyone is believed. The Gemara wants to know. I mean, is there mamashis? Is there substance in their haggadah, in their declaration, or is there not? And it seems to be that there is, because otherwise it would have just said that we assume that the house is checked. Elamai, it's because they said something. Gemash, if they don't say something, then we would assume that the house is not bodok. Says the Gemara, la olam ei malacha cheskasi bodok. Really, it could be. It could be. We're not saying for a fact. Really, I'll tell you, maybe cheskasi bodok. Maybe it is bodok. Leila mei malacha cheskasi bodok. V'hacha b'mayiskin and b'mukhzik lan the lei bodok. Meaning, really, I'll tell you, maybe. In a normal case, I come into this property on the 14th in the morning. I don't know, was he bodok? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe I'll tell you, but what's pshat in the sug and the brace over here? The case is the muhsiklan delay bodak. We happen to know that it was not bodak over here in this particular case. What does that mean? We happen to know because the guy over here was in a rush and he says, like, I don't have the ability to do a badika and so on. And therefore we know. Like Rashi says, Kegin Shira'inuhu Tarud Yotzimi Boidurim. We saw that he left on the 13th, Laderech, Amri Hani, and now come along the Evid, the Isha, and the Katan, and they say, Anachnu Badiknuhu. We did a Badika. So the case is that we know that the Bailin didn't do a Badika, but Amri Hani, Badakini, they say that we were Badikit. So now the Tema Lelehem Ninu Rabbanon. So I might say that we're not going to believe these individuals. Kamash Malan gave in the B'dikas Chametz Midr Rabbanon Hu. Important line. The Midr Raisa B'bikl Ba'al Mesagile. Hemnu Rabbanon Midr Rabbanon. So that's what the Brice is teaching us. The Brice says, Hakol Nemanim Albi Chametz. Afilu Nashim, Afilu Abadim, Afilu Ketanim. We want to know. Do we assume it's cheskasi bodek? Yes, no. Says Gemara, I'm not sure. It's ta in the Rishonim say it's taka aboy delay ifshita. The Gemara has not successfully proven either way. The Gemara was just mad and said, "Olam eim lecha cheskasi bodek." Maybe it is bodek, but the case in the Braisa is when we know that it was not bodek, right? We know that it's not bodek because we saw the fellow leave on the 12th, on the 11th, on the 13th, and so on, and then the avodim. The Nashim and the Ketan, and they say, we did a Bedika, and that the Braisa is coming to tell me that they are believed because it is a Din de Rabban. Lamaisa, the Rishonim say, says the Rosh, says the Ran, even though it's a Boidele Yishita, even though it's a Boidele Yishita, being that it's a Shaila in a Rabbanan, we can be Makel, and we will advise that the fellow who turns up Erev Yom Tov morning just to do Bittel, just we're only going to be a Shaila of a Rabbanan. and you need not do bedika. That is the way we paskin. Interesting to note, the Arishin and the Maram Chalava says no, you have to do bedika. After all, didn't we just say that we don't lie, we don't like to rely on chazakas and whatnot? If you can be Mavara, so over here you can do something. If there's something which you can do, then you should do it. And we're not going to rely on any chazakas and so on.
Without.
There is a famous, or perhaps I should say an infamous discussion as to, there's Yerushalmi, which the Rosh quotes. When Yerushalmi says, one second, women should do bedikas chametz is a big tircha, and nashim are atzlanies hein. And if nashim are atzlanies, so then how can you rely on women to do bedikas chametz? That is something which the Rosh quotes. Other Rishonim are mashmit this, and they say min hastam we can assume that women are believed and so on, and Lamaisa that the Shulchan Aruch writes and says that a shabai shahuchzuk shle badku amaskir v'amru ishoi evadei katan onu bidaknu harei elu ne'emanim. That's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mishnah over there, the Mechatchila ein nachon litzavu yisla elu livdeik kevin shabdika yesh baterach gadol v'yesh locha shema yisatzlu. So, I mean, very, very relevant halach lamaisa. Do we rely on women or not? So, I remember seeing years ago that the Rosh Shlomo Zalman writes, what does it mean, nashim atzlanis uvedikas chometz? So he says, achap. He says, because they're spending 2 months, 3 months beforehand, scrubbing and cleaning, so when it comes to bedikas chometz, they say, you know, do me a favor. You know, it's clean, trust me. So okay, we can't rely on them because they've worked so hard. So that's the reason why. He quotes over here an Aruch HaShulchan, who says also very interesting. Bizmanenu yochelus hanashim livdik hachamet lechatchila lefish hanashim shalanu boidkoyis yoyser betoiv umachatateis achamashu chametz varuchatseis imanakis kolomakoyemes imadaktakoyis yoyser miba hanashim. When, you know, very often we need to try and get the women not to clean as thoroughly as they would like to, because they don't actually have to do so. And that seems to be the general psak in the poskim. With that said, there is a discussion when it comes to other types of things where there's a tircha, like Lamashal, the Mashal in Chulin speaks about if women the ne'emanus of women livror dogim ketanim kishi yedeh sheyesh bein hadogim gam dogim wasurim bachila, and it's very tedious and laborious to go and sift and so on. Do we say that they are believed? And they bring in this discussion of nashim atzlanies and so on. Al kaponim at least legavi b'dikas chametz, the makubal is to be samech on women for b'dikas chametz. Yeah, the same thing. They bring over there. There's a Ramah about checking kidneys and so on. Yeah, and a chanami. But you do find very often. You do find sometimes, like the Mishnah Berurah just throws in lechatchila, you know, because it's a big tircha, you know, because there is this day in the Yerushalmi. Right, he's asking that it says that there are sources about women about scraping the walls for chametz. Yeah, but does it say specifically that women scrub the walls or that people scrub the walls? Are you sure it says women? Okay, good. It says the Gemara Vayter. Eboilo, a third shayla. Eboilo, a masker bais lechaver becheskes bodek u matsoyu she'ene bodek. So this is a very interesting shayla. I mean, here I stipulate a masker by zechuvir becheskas bodok umotzei she'ene bodok mahu miyavi kimekach tos oloi. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here. Rashi in the middle of the page miyavi mekach tos the imbo haseich lachzer boy al yedei al ilaysa v'leimar lekach sechartei. This was not the deal. This was not the arrangement. The ain tanai shalanu kayim maulachzar. Can he say, look, we made a deal. You told me that the house was going to be checked for Pesach. I did not come here having to think that I need to do a bedik of your house. Deal's off. So, l'chare, it seems to be a chesh mishpat dekashayla. We'll just mention the tesis. I think this is what to think about. But just take a look at the tesis over here. About 8 lines at the bottom. Amaskei b'ayis chaver b'cheskesina shu bodik. Niyur l'rashba, the b'shleisha asar ayri. We're speaking on the 13th. That is when this Gemara clears this Shiloh. So on the 13th, I go and I make a deal with a maskir. I would like to rent a Kashla Pesach property, already Bodok, and so on. That is the Shiloh. The Ba'ar Basar al Hamaskir Livdek. On the 14th, when it was already incumbent on the maskir Livdek, so Tesis seems to be saying that then for sure the Seicha would be able to have a tain. I mean, not only is there a Chayshin Mishpat din compelling you to check, but there's an Archaim din compelling you to check, because the 14th has already been Chal, and it was on you, and therefore you definitely have to have checked. Just bear this thesis in mind. Let's see. Boda, I'm asking by Zachavir, Vecheskes Bodek, Umot, Sayushin, Bodek, Mal. Meavikim, Mekachtos, Olay. Tashmad, Amrabayo. It's a davar poshet in a place where people don't pay to clean their houses. For sure, we would say that a person is quite happy to go ahead and be mekayem mitzvah himself. Even in a place where the norm is to hire workers to do bedika. Still, we say the nichalele inish lakumi mitzvah b'mamoinei. A person would be quite happy to fulfill the mitzvah with his money. With his money. Let's see one Rashi over here. Well, maybe two Rashis. Rashi says, "Leini boy heichad aliyavi agra lachemu badki elikol ish veish boydek es beisoi." In that case, where people usually clean themselves. Why? Even if the fellow would have known that he wouldn't have not rented the property. So, in a situation where it's not the norm to hire someone, people check themselves, for sure you would not have backed out, and you've obviously just found the more desirable property, and that's why you want to back out. But don't tell me the reason why you want to back out is because of bedika. El afilu biasra dinehigi kol b'ne'ayir liskar beidkin kalish bebeisei deika hashte chesron kis. Here there's an actual loss of money. Afilu achi or some of the gears of kimlon dinami havi. Even in a place where usually you have to spend money to get the house cleaned, we still can assume that the fellow would not have retracted. Aye, but the guy seems upset. He found a better property with a bigger pool, with a few extra rooms, and that's the only reason why he's changing his mind. But it's not because of the B'dikas Chometz considerations. The Gemara is coming out that you're not able to say Mekachto. It's quite an amazing, amazing din. You stipulate with a guy.
He was stipulated.
That's the case.
That seems to be
the case. I mean, the case is that, you know. Yeah, I mean, it seems to be the case, you know, that you did it b'cheska shu bodek. You did it b'cheska shu this bodek, and that's why you're tining right now that it's a mekach tos. I mean, again, going back to tesis, you know, I'm sorry? Right, so this is exactly what I wanted to bring out. Tesis said that, what's this whole case? It's on the 13th. Why? Because if it's on the 14th, Ala Masker Livdoik, the Masker has to do the Bedika. Okay, great. Maybe the Masker had to do the Bedika. He should have done the Bedika, but he did not do the Bedika. He did not do the Bedika. So what does this mean? And therefore, I can say Mekachtos, but if the reason of the Gemara is Nichale Le'inish Lev Admitzah B'Memoinei, so why would it make a difference if it's the 14th, even if he should have done it? So that needs a little bit more thought to kind of work this out.
And you just say,
I'm sorry?
You just say, even though the fact that it's not been done, it still has to be done. Someone still has to do it.
Correct, but maybe the circle is able to, you know, to say, no, I want my money back. I'm no longer interested in taking the property. Let him say that. And that we're saying, no, he's not able to say that. And because we say that a person would either want to do the mitzvah, he'd even be happy to spend money, and so on. I mean, lamayis, we find an application of this. They quote from a Rosh, with a Rosh, based on a Rosh, a person is allowed to borrow someone else's talis, he's allowed to borrow someone else's tefillin, and so on, because we assume that a person would be happy that their money is being used, their possessions are being used to do mitzvahs and so on. But it does this sugya needs a little bit more work to understand. It seems very strange to us. I mean, the lashon is becheskas shehu bodik. I mean, it doesn't say explicitly that there was a stipulation, but it says becheskas shehu bodik. So maybe it just means that there is an assumption that it was checked. There was an assumption, maybe it was advertised like that, but maybe if there's an outright explicit stipulation, maybe that would be different. Could be. No, but here but I think it's more than just making the assumption. Here we're saying, the Lashon Gemara is mashma. One Reuben is masker buys to his friend with the chazakah that it's bodak. So I mean, the Lashon Gemara seems to imply that the seichel is under the impression that it is bodak, right? That it's already bodak, and al das kein, based on that, that's the reason why he's taking it.
The impression is different.
Could be a bit different than an explicit stipulation. Let's see. It says about baitas, not awesome. We're going to later on in the Masechta like this. Rabbi Meir and Eichon Kol Chamish. One is allowed to eat in the fifth hour of the serving. Mitchila Sheish, you burn in the sixth hour. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Eichon Kol Arba. You can only eat in the fourth hour. V'Toilin Kol Chamish. In the fifth hour, well, you are a toilet. We'll see what that means later on. V'Sarfin Mitchila Sheish, and you burn in the beginning of the sixth hour. However, the Kuli Alma Mia Chamit Mishish Yisrael Amala Asur. But everyone agrees post 6 hours, i.e. from the beginning of the seventh hour. Let's assume 6 hours finish at 12 noon exactly. So at 12:01, right after 12, then there's an Issa D'Oraisa Minala. Where do we know that Chametz is also mid-Oraisa after 6 hours? I'm Rabbiya. Trei Krei Ksivya. We have two contradictory psukim. Ksiv Shivas Yamim Sa'ar Le'yamat Sibavatechem, which is Mashma, the 7 days of Pesach. Uksiv Af Be'yem Arishin Tashbisu Sa'ar Mibatechem. On the first day, you should destroy the Sa'ar from your bias. Now, we know that that is an impossibility. That already is the stira. That is already a stira. It says the Gemara HaKetzad. If you look at Rashi, 5 lines on the bottom, HaKetzad L'Rabbis Da'al Karchach HaRishin Rishon Kodem Ahol Shiva Ka'amar Dahinu Abasa. Because if on day one of the seventh day you're destroying the Chametz, so then you've already been over in Bayuran Bayumatze. So B'yem Rishon must be referring to Erev. So HaKetzad, and how do we resolve it? We say L'Rabbis Arbasar L'Biur. It's coming to tell me that on the 14th, that is the Zman where you do Biur. That's what it's coming to tell me. So, says the Eima, the Rabbis, Lele, Chamisha Asa L'Biur. Maybe it's coming to tell me that Biur is done on the night of the 15th. The Salagadah, the Chamina, Yamim, Ksiv, Yamim, and Leilas Loi. It says, Shivas Yamim, Sarleimat, Sivavatech, maybe it's Dafki Yamim, not by night. So yamim and leilos loy, kamash malan afilo leilos. Maybe that's what it's coming to do. Says the Gemara, no, hahu loy itzrichale. There's no half minute to say that the mitzvah of biur takes place at night. Why? Daha iskish hashbasas se'ar lachidus chametz, because there's a hekesh between them, tashbisu and the iser chametz. Achilas chametz, achilas matzah. And there's a hakish between achilas chametz and achilas matzah. Meaning, hashpasas sar achilas chametz tachziv. It says, shivas yamim soli matzah b'fatechem, kechal eichal machmetzes minichrasa. So you see, the din of tashbisu, meaning don't find the chametz, get rid of it. And then it mentions, anyone who eats chametz is chayav karis. And there's a hakish of chametz the matzah. Achilas chametz, achilas matzah. Tachsiv kol machmetzes lo yiseichilu. And so you see that there's a hekesh between achilas chametz to achilas matzah. B'chol meshvi seichem techlu matzahs. Kol machmetzes lo yiseichilu. B'chol meshvi seichem techlu matzahs. Uksiv bi b'matzah be'erev techlu matzahs. So you have to eat matzah the night of the 15th. If you have to eat matzah the night of the 15th, you may not eat chametz the night of the 15th. And we're saying that you must not be over on Bal Yirah and Bal Yematzah also at that time. So when it says that there's a din of Tashbisu, it must be referring to a time period before. It must be referring to a time period before. Says the Gemara, the Eimah, the Rabbis, Lel Yom Tov Labir. Okay, fine, but where do you see that the Bir begins on your Dalet? During the day, maybe already from the night of Yudalad, you need to already engage in the mitzvah of Tashbisu. And that we say because it says Ach B'Yoyim Arishan. It says Ach B'Yoyim Arishan. Ach B'Yoyim Arishan. So it says B'Yoyim. B'Yoyim Ksiv. Okay, so maybe the din of Tashbisu with the Isra Achilas Chametz begins already from the morning. And that says the Gemara Ach Chalak. Ach comes to divide. Let's see a couple of Rashi's. Let's see Rashi, three lines in the bottom. Tachilas chametz, tachilas matzah, mishor, shechayiv lecho matzah, hizish lecho chametz. Tachsiv, kol machmetzes leisuchelo. B'chol mechvi sichem tichlo matzahs. Uksiv, b'erb tichlo matzahs. Alma zman achilas matzah. Ve'isach chametz, v'ash basasar, mishchashecha. And that is the zman when there is a din bal yirah. So it cannot be that you would only embark on the mitzvah of Tashbisu then and there. So we say, it's not referring to early in the morning, but rather, Acholak, Achin, Varakin, Miutin, Alma, Mikzis, Haye, Mutter, Umikzasi, Osir, Umeata, Yeshlan, Lachalik, Chetzil, Isir, the Chetzil, Lahatu. So, according to the first Pshat and Rashi, we don't necessarily see 6 hours into the day, but it just makes sense, some yes, some no. Rashi brings the Ikad Amr Ach who chaits begematria da achas bata gif dachatz. Another way of arranging the letters where you start with the Aleph and go 7 more to Ches and go 7 more to Samach and Beis and 7 more to Tes and so on, says Rashi, v'tepis Ches tachas Aleph v'tzadi v'makim chof. So Ach is chaits, chatzi. So according to this gematria, it's Mamish telling you to divide it up. We know in the din of Tashbisu, we'll just finish. In the din of Tashbisu, famous Chakir of the Minchas Chinuch, the Maestro attributed to earlier sources as to is the mitzvah of Tashbisu a mitzvah which is mutter on every single person? Ach b'yeim arishin Tashbisu so'ar mi bateichem, or is Tashbisu just saying make sure that there isn't any chametz? Nafkamina, if I don't have any chametz, do I need to go and purchase some chametz to destroy the chametz in order to be mekayem the mitzvah of Tashbisu? And my understanding is that the standard take is that there's no mitzvah chiyuvis to be mashkis, but the ikra is just to ensure that you don't have chametz in your possession.